certainly will be.
It's cool building.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Beekeepers to the rescue after 5 million bees fall off truck in Canada.
By Nadine Youssef.
BBC News, Toronto.
Beekeeper Michael Barber woke up on Wednesday morning to several calls from police looking for help after 5 million bees fell off a truck in Canada.
The hives were being transported when the straps holding them in place came loose, allowing them to slip free.
Mr. Barber said he arrived to a pretty crazy cloud of bees who were very angry, confused, and homeless.
The bees were in their hives, packed up on the back of a truck and being transported to their wintering location when the accident happened.
Mr. Barber said the bees and their hives were scattered over a 400-meter or 1,300-foot radius. On nearby cars and mail posts, some of the younger bees were clustering, which he said they do when they are seeking safety.
After a few hours, most of the bees were able to find their hives, Mr. Barber said, but a few hundred bees did not survive the accident.
He said he was grateful to the many local beekeepers that work to keep the insects and the public safe, and added that the incident is a good reminder to always securely strap your bees.
Bitches say shit and they ain't say nothing. And now, here is The Beehive, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by John Noel. Performed live at the Crane Theater, September 4th, 2023.
For the benefit of the record, the date is September 1st, 2023. Ranking member of the Senate Environmental Committee, Leo Spencer, sitting as chair for negotiation proceedings as they relate to the impending strike action on part of the genus Apis mellifera, otherwise known as the Western honeybee. Are both parties present and ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Senator.
Would the representative of the Department of Agriculture please make himself known for the benefit of the record at this time?
Simon Greenfield, Senior Policy Advisor, United States Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. And thank you for agreeing to join us again, Simon, given the fractiousness of our last session. Would the representative of the relevant organization make himself known for the benefit of the record, please?
I am Harvey Beeman. I speak for the bees.
Very good. Before we begin, we'll recap the minutes of our last meeting, then allow each party the opportunity to reiterate and amend their position before diving into the more substantive portion of today's session. With any luck, gentlemen, I think we can come to a swift and equitable resolution today. At the top of our last session, we were discussing...
The insolent and uncivil manner in which I was handled upon making myself known to the proper authorities in my official capacity as an emissary plenipotentiary.
And I said that we have protocols in place for when someone walks into the lobby of a government building and starts screaming, "I speak for the bee."
They tased me to the ground, sir.
Exactly. Protocols.
In fairness, Mr. Beeman, it was agreed that you would have been better served by making an appointment.
The bees have no concept of appointments. The bees, every action is opportune.
Do the bees know that you're here, though?
Well, of course they do. I am Harvey Beeman. I speak
for
the
bees. Yes, you've said. You've never actually explained how that works, though, have you?
In speaking for the bees... I communicate their will and in their fashion, for how else am I to properly enact their wishes? It was necessary that I make myself known as directly and immediately as possible, given the gravity of the situation soon to be faced by humankind.
And your forthrightness is truly appreciated. Moving on, the minutes reflect that upon clarification as regards to Mr. Beeman's intimate knowledge of the so-called bee strike, his requests for negotiation proceedings were received and appropriate government representation mustered in the form of myself and Mr. Simon Greenfield. In being brought up to speed as regards to Mr. Beeman's altercation in the lobby, it's noted that Mr. Greenfield made an off-the-cuff remark regarding honey vinegar and their respective abilities in catching bees, whereupon Mr. Beeman charged at him full speed, leaping across the desk, taking both umbrage with the analogy and Mr. Greenfield by his shirt collar.
Yes, he made a beeline straight for me.
Oh, what, sir?
Simon, we talked about this.
Oh, come on. That's a legitimate turn of phrase and appropriate.
I would most assuredly beg to differ, sir. Does the vernacular of your repartee hang so low as to make light of the directional efficiency of the oppressed?
Wow. Okay. Sorry, it was a joke. I take it back.
The bees have no concept of jokes.
That we can agree on.
So noted. See? We're already finding common ground. After a brief recess, the session resumed, and it was agreed that Mr. Beeman would return with a full list of requirements by which the strike may be ended, and that Mr. Greenfield would seek provisional power as sanctioned by the government of the United States of America by which to give appropriate assent. Do you wish to make a statement on your position, Mr. Greenfield?
Yes, Senator. With great reluctance, and despite sincere and repeated objections to my superiors, I have somehow been empowered to provide provisional agreement to any terms delivered, and I have been advised that the United States remains firm in its commitment to circumventing any possible strike action.
Mr. Beeman.
The position of the bees remains unchanged, Senator. 120 million years have been spent propping up every major ecosystem in the world, and they will not go even one day more without being reasonably compensated. The bees have provided a list of very reasonable demands that they expect to be met in full should humanity expect to survive. The bees also requested that I play a recording for you captured at a strike rally this very morning to reiterate how seriously they take the matter. If I may?
Please.
Thank you. What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? Powerful stuff, I'm sure you'll agree.
Yes, indeed.
Leo, are we really taking this seriously?
I'd ask you to please show some respect, Mr. Greenfield.
Not the most inspired of rallying cries, I'll grant you, but what the bees lack in originality, they more than make up for in organized numbers and a willingness to form a massive ball around you and cook you with the vibrations of their wings.
That sounded like a threat.
No, 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 not in the slightest. Only a potent reminder of the awesome power of bees to those who would take of their labors thanklessly. Though threats wouldn't be unwarranted, would they, given the recent indignities foisted upon them by humankind across your northern border?
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
He means the bee thing that happened in Canada.
That bee thing that you so glibly refer to is the violent displacement of some 5 million good, decent, hardworking bees. Honest, God-fearing bees, Senator, torn from their homes, their hives rent asunder, and as yet no fault ascribed to any party.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Thank you. I will relay your condolences to the bees.
Come on. It was an accident. It wasn't anyone's fault.
The bees have no concept of accidents. What of the driver?
What about him?
Would checking the integrity of the necessary straps and fastenings not fall under the purview of his duties?
Maybe, but even if he missed it, it was still an accident.
Immaterial! The bees have no concept of suboptimal job performance. The bees have no other choice but to suspect a purposeful, unsolicited act of direct aggression.
Who would they suspect of such a heinous act?
The government of the United States. Or wasps. Oh.
Canada, Mr. Beeman. It happened in Canada.
The
U.S. has nothing to do with it.
But the bees have no concept of Canada.
Okay, gentlemen. Temperatures are running a little hot here. I think it would be appropriate at this time to hear the requirements Mr. Beeman has received from the bees.
I'd like to know how he received them exactly.
Tiny microphones.
Excuse me?
tiny microphones, small enough for bees to use.
I don't understand.
Tiny microphones. Microphones that are tiny. I don't see what's so hard to understand about that.
Bees are small, Mr. Greenfield. The science checks out. Please continue, Mr. Beeman.
The demands of the bees are as follows. The harvesting of no more than 70% of their honey for human consumption so as to rightfully preserve it as a food source for all bee kind.
That sounds perfectly reasonable, actually. What else?
The immediate cessation of chemical pesticide use in and around at-risk hives.
Again, that sounds perfectly reasonable. It's actually in line with policy we were looking to enact. I'm sorry, I was expecting you to come out with something truly insane.
We'd also like Washington, D.C. renamed to be Washington, B.C.
There it is.
Failing that, Los Angeles is to be renamed Los Angeles. Next, we'd like a pair of Beyoncé tickets with VIP backstage passes.
Why? You know what? It doesn't matter. Beyoncé, backstage, got it, next.
A dedicated social media manager and a dedicated bee-centric hashtag.
Okay.
The bees have no concept of social media. Ah, but they understand the importance of brand ownership.
What hashtag?
Hashtag BLM.
No.
They would also accept it spelled out, B-E-E-L-M.
Hard no, that's almost worse, actually, no.
The bees will be most angry to hear of your inflexibility on this matter.
I don't care. I've had enough of this, and it's gone on far too long. I'm putting an end to it right now. Do it. Go ahead. Bring on the strike.
Simon, be reasonable. The fate of humanity may very well hang on these negotiations.
No, Leo, I'm done. I don't know why you're playing along with this, and I have no idea why we're taking this man as seriously as we are, but I refuse to take part in this farcical notion that the United States is to be held hostage, humanity held hostage, at the whims of whoever this is.
I am Harvey Beeman. I speak for the bees.
And I will not take part in negotiations based on imaginary hypotheticals.
You tempt the wrath of forces you do not fully comprehend, sir.
Oh, do I? Do I tempt the wrath? Shut up! There's no bee strike, and even if there were, fine. Let them. Go ahead! We'll figure it out. We'll make our own honey. We'll pollinate things by hand if we have to. The advancements we've made recently in bioengineering, I've seen strawberries grown in a lab. We don't need you or the bees, so you can take your whatever this nonsense is and fuck directly off.
Very well. If that's how you want things to play out, then I'm afraid you've left me no choice. I must enact Plan B.
Oh no, Harvey. Let's be reasonable here.
What's he doing?
I'm summoning the bees.
You're what?
Ah! The anger! The burning rage of billions upon millions of bees! They're coming!
Simon! Listen to me! Listen to me! We don't have much time! You have to get him what he wants! But damn it, Simon! There's no time! Didn't you hear him? A million bees are headed this way! And they're coming for you!
They're nearly here!
They're nearly here, Simon! What do you want me to do? I want you to live, Simon! I want you to flee from this place and live! But you need to get the bees what they want. So, as soon as possible.
We need the Beyoncé tickets to happen by tonight, though. The rest can wait.
By tonight! It has to be by tonight!
Okay, I will. I'll get it done, Liam. I'll bring it to the Secretary of Agriculture himself. I'll move heaven and earth to make it happen.
I'll hold them off as long as I can. Now go! Go!
You're a good man, Leo.
Is he gone? Yeah, he's gone.
He totally bought it! By this time tonight, my friend, we'll be backstage with Beyoncé!
Sucker! Long live the beehive!
Beehive! Beehive! Beehive! Beehive!
Beehive! You know, you're a senator. You could have just pulled some strings and got us tickets. We probably didn't need to traumatize him like that.
Oh, sure. For tickets alone, maybe. But for backstage passes, that's cabinet level or higher.
So, totally worth it then!
Totally!
Beehive! 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 Beehive!
And that's intermission, ladies and gentlemen. Go grab a drink from Debbie at the bar. Grab the trip to the restroom if you need it. We'll see you in a soft 5 minutes.
This has been The Beehive, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by John Noel. Featuring Mike Durrell, John Noel, and Jared Pesciotta. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, September 4th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Watch for a new website soon, and in the meantime, follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram.